did nisla. You're only getting scha in olam haba for that which you did nisla, which you hid. Which means that which you see on the body, person doing a maisa mitzvah, the body, you get paid for in this world. The scha in olam haba is that which is hidden. We had big problems with that. How do you understand this? For all the maisa mitzvahs, the mitzvahs that come through a maisa, which is the vast majority of mitzvahs, you're not getting scha olam haba. You're getting scha for that year. There's a law you're talking. Hashem created the world to give us scha in olam haba, not to give us scha in olam hazeh. Scha in olam hazeh is not a good thing. You don't want scha in olam hazeh, you want your scha in olam haba. So what's he talking about? So the Mashgiach here goes through two mahalchim. Let's start and see how we go with this. Nina refers to Pimash Ivanu Lil Basamak Mea Ramba Shamishnais. Shrascha Bolam Abba, who Avura Lishmo Vahakavona Bamitzvah. The Scha you're getting on Olam Abba, according to the Rambam, the way he explained the Rambam earlier, is the Scha you're getting in Olam Abba is for the Lishmo and the Kavona that you put into the Mitzvah. That's called the Chelek HaNista. Umameila Gmula Nista, therefore the reward, as we said yesterday, is Nista, is hidden. The Maisa which is Nigla, Even though he's doing the Maisa Mitzvah because it's the Rotzen of Hashem, the law in law Kain, law Yaisa Isa. If it wasn't a Ratzon Hashem, he wouldn't be doing this right now. Achesh kama pniyot v'sibayis lama oisekein. The other reasons, a lot of different reasons and causes of why he's doing this mitzvah. Sheyichabdo oisoi ukedel chabal scha. He's doing it because he wants covered, or because he wants to get scha. He doesn't want to get oinesh. Val kocha chascha avuzeh hu b'olam hazeh. Therefore, the scha for that will get in olam hazeh. אבל הסחה בעולם הבא בא משום הלשמו שיש בה מצווה. The scha you're getting in olam haba is for the lishmo. We'll have to see what that means. ואמס, מציני עניין זה מפורש בגמורה. You want to call for this? It's a מפורש בגמורה, he says. רובר רמי כסיב, כי גודל עד שמיים חס דחו. It says in Tehillim, כי גודל עד שמיים חס דחו. Your chesed is גודל עד שמיים. וכסיב כי גודל מעל שמיים חסדכו. It says in another place in Tehillim, גודל מעל שמיים חסדכו. הקיצר. How do you understand the sphere? The one says that your chesed is out of the chesed of all. We're in the Matnas Chelkoi. We're in the Matnas Chelkoi in Shara Batoch. So the steer in the pasuk in Tehillim. The one says Ad Shemayim, the other one says Mal Shemayim. So where's Hashem's chesed? Is it Ad Shemayim or Mal Shemayim? Kan ba'isim lishmo, kan ba'isim lishlo lishmo. Mufush Gemara. The one that's talking about Ad Shemayim, that Hashem's chesed is Ad Shemayim, up to the Shemayim, but not in the Shemayim. That's the mitzvah that was done. Lo lishmo. And the mitzvah that does lishmo, that's mi'al shemayim. That's already above the shemayim. That's in olam haba. Ad kar. Ubi adover she ad shemayim rotzul leima teva. Shoyilam hazeh. Ulechein kesher oise ha mitzvah al pidarchei v'chuki ateva. If he does the mitzvah, that's exactly what this means, in the ways and the statutes of nature, whether his midas agree that he should go ahead and do this mitzvah, nikra shelo lishmo, that's considered lo lishmo. Al kain gam hascha yisoidi b'teva sholam hazeh. Therefore, the scha will also be rooted in teva, because the mitzvah is rooted in teva, and he'll get the reward in this world. To shelo lishmo pirushoy, what's the pirush of lo lishmo? Shehateva maskim shekadai hadover lasoisoi. You have to take this away and meditate this on a while. You have to apply this to yourselves. What does lo lishmo mean? It means that your natural, your base nature agrees that this is a good thing to do. Even though he's doing the mitzvah because it's a tzivah from the boyer, because as we said yesterday, if you're not doing this because Hashem was mitzvah, you didn't do anything. The reason why he's doing this mitzvah, because his based natural midas, inclinations, are fully in maskim with this mitzvah. And no problem doing this mitzvah because his body agrees you're going to do this mitzvah. That's called lo lishmo. Masha'en kan shiraisa lishmo. What's lishmo? Bekavona tohirev in the kish who can negative. He's doing this against his natural tendencies. The body doesn't want to do this. Shain Aisalamala Rotsan Atzma, he's not doing this because he wants to do what he wants to do. He's not trying to fulfill his own desires. Rak Mishum Shachainu Rotsan Hashem is Barak, he's doing this because this is what Hashem asked me to do. Therefore, since he did something milamala minateva, the reward mida kineged mida will be lamala minateva. Bolam haba. Kein nira kavonas rabbeinu kan b'chiluka v'in chelek kanista b'chelek kanigla. That's how he's understanding the chiluk in the chelek havavas between the chelek kanigla and the chelek kanista. Od pam, the chelek kanigla is the mitzvahs you're doing with the goof, basically, they're all with the goof. But you're doing it because you have some vested interest. It's very important to find out what your vested interests are in this world. What's your vested interest? You're doing it because you have some, there's some payback here. Either because you want to do it, it's good for you, it's fulfilling your desires. That's called lo lishmo. Even though he's doing it because Hashem said so. The lishmo is when he's doing it connected his base vested interest. I don't want to do this, I don't like doing this, but he does it anyway with the right kavan, because that's the Rotzen Hashem, that's called Lishmo.
Fine line, huh?
Very fine line, and it requires excruciating honesty in yourself to know where you're holding. And not just here, anywhere.
Yeah.
One of the most important avoiders in Musa is getting in touch with your vested interests. What are my negiyas here? Why am I doing this? Where's the sheikhad here? What's the bribery here? Very important to know that.
Even if the goof doesn't want to do the bread because he doesn't want to do, but you know you have a scar or you are afraid from a honesh, so you do. It's not lishmo.
That's lo lishmo. That's lo lishmo. Yeah. And mitosha lo lishmo bo lishmo. Don't stop now because you're worried you're not going to get scar for lamavan the lo lishmo. Stop doing the lishmo. The lo lishmo. The Gemara and the Ramban says you have to do the lo lishmo. Lo ilam. There is no other way to get to lishmo. You have to go through the lo lishmo.
So tzaddikim,
they got there through the lo lishmo, and it's lo ilam. At some level, he's also in a lo lishmo place. The Rambam says lo ilam.
Tzaddikim are doing lishma. That means their body doesn't want to do.
According to the way he's defined this, yes, you're going against your natural tendencies. Obviously, they avoid it. Yeah. Is to get your natural tendencies in line with the Rotzen Hashem. That's what the Mishnah tells you. Make your Rotzen Hashem's Rotzen. It means get your goof. The tzaddikim, if we understand what you're talking about when you say tzaddikim, but the tzaddikim have got to the point where their goof is in line with their neshamas. That means even the maisa goof is a lishmo. Okay. Yeah. The Chovas Olavavas is talking very lamaisa practically down to us. Where are you holding? It takes a lot of hard work to find out what your negiyas are. As you said, yeah. It's a fine line.
So once you get there, the scar is very limited after that.
Huh?
Once you get there, the scar is very limited after that.
What?
No, at Machamayim, it's okay.
Because it's not lishma anymore. Everything's lo lishma.
Why is everything lo lishma?
Because there's nothing against his body anymore.
No. That's the ikel lishma. He's not doing the Rotzen Hashem because it's the Rotzen Hashem. His body maskims. He's turned his body around.
I understand, but we said the scar was when the body was against it.
Oh, that's to start. That's when you're fighting the lo lishmo. But ultimately, the use of bechira is to give up your bechira.
I hear.
The ultimate use of your bechira, David HaMelech, I think, was the last one they did that. The ultimate expression of your bechira is to give up your bechira and just do it because Hashem said so, and you have no more nisayim. How are you supposed to get to the lishmo? But you get there by
the reward can't be that high if there's no nisayim.
The highest reward. It's the highest reward.
No nisayim.
How did you get to the place where you don't have any nisayim?
No, I got there, but once you got there,
you get full reward because you put yourself there.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. A guy has a nisayim in a certain area. Say, buckles down and he starts working on it, and it's a sweat. and he buckles and he battles and he struggles through it. Eventually gets to a place, all the Bali Musa say, well, it's not a struggle anymore because he's won this battle. So now he doesn't get reward anymore for that. Now he gets all the reward for that, because every time he does it now out of Hergol, Hashem gives him the reward for the struggle because he got there via the struggle. That's the ultimate expression of your Bechira, is to give up your Bechira. It's the highest level of Bechira, and very few people were able to do that. But we don't understand what it means.
But I always thought when there's no Nisayon, it's not hard anymore. It's
but why did you get to know Nisayon? No, is it not the same because Hashem came along and said, oh, you poor Nebuch, you can't do it on your own, I'll help you. I'm not talking about that. We're talking about where you sweated blood to get to the place where you are. You got there by your own work. Now everything you do at that level is attributed to you as if you did the sweat. Of course, it has to be that. Well, you mean, mitoy shelo lishmo bo lishmo, now you get to the lishmo, now there's no more reward? What are you talking about? Now the reward starts. You got to the top of the mountain. How did you get here? See, if you got there by helicopter, you're up, there's no reward. But you climbed up there and sweated and scraped your fingernails, you know, to the bone, and you crawled up there? Every moment you're up there, it's attributed to your avoda. Of course. It has to be that way. No, can't be any other way. Moshe.
No cable car.
Can I ask you?
And don't worry about using your Bechira to give up your Bechira, okay? There's a lot of work to do before you start working on that.
Just for example, let's say there's a Nichum Avelim, right? And you don't want to go. You just feel like it'll be too difficult, and the Mamish, you don't want to go, and you just can't face them. Let's say it was the tragedy that I spoke about.
Yeah.
And someone's, you know, whatever, and you land up going against it. So is that...
That's what he's talking about, is lishmo. You're doing something against your natural tendencies. Rav Dessa says in a certain place, in the Michtam Eliyahu, in the early parts of Michtam Eliyahu, lo zoche where, maybe I'm mistaken, could be it's later, it could be in Chelek Beis as well, lo zoche, doesn't matter, wherever it is, he says that if a person's alone, right, he's got no access to a telephone, he can't find his Rebbe, he doesn't know what to do, he's in Mamash, he's in his Nisayim. And he doesn't know which is the right way to go. You go left or right, and he doesn't know where to go. And he has no way of asking a shayla, no way of getting clarity on this question. So what should he do? He said, go the path that's harder. Because in most cases, you'll be right. He doesn't say all cases. Interesting. In most cases, if you go the hard derech, that's the right way to go. And if you look at your own life, you'll see that's what it's like. You know, if it's easy to blonze into a shiva house and be Menachem Avil and make everybody feel better and blonze out again, you know, yeah, why is it so easy for you to go be Menachem Avil? But if it's hard to go and it's difficult and it's and nevertheless you do it, you know, you could go to a wedding or to go to be Menachem Avil. So going to the wedding's easy. You know who the caterer is, you've worked it all out, you know, so, you know, there's going to be pagiyot, you know, so what's so hard? You go. Or you can go be Menachem Avil. That's the choice, you can't do both. Now, I'm not about the Gemara says it's better to go to Beis Avil. I'm talking about just in the Nisoyin of your own Rufil. So where's better to go? Rabban, it's better to go to Menachem Avil. Why? Because that's harder. Here's another Mahalach here as well. Derech Acheres Lav in Inin Aschav Olam Abba. But I'm not going to enter it's long, whatever. I just wanted some kind of a Pesach of understanding. Because it's otherwise it's terrifying. By the time you finished with this and you finished with the Rishon Salam, you actually are never going to have Schein Olam Abba. Which is actually cool, because now you can really serve Hashem Lishmo.
It's Lishmo,
yeah. Because now you want Lishmo, because you don't have a Chelek in Olam Haba anymore. Which is, so that's fantastic. Move on. So you just have to see how we save our mitzvahs here. There's another aspect here as well, which I once heard from one of my rabbis. I can't remember who. And that is that the halacha that you learn in understanding the mitzvah also injects this Lishmo aspect into it, to the rewards in Olam Haba. It's like a gufen and a shama. You have a gufen and a shama. So a mitzvah also is made up of a gufen and a shama. There's the physical mitzvah of doing the mitzvah. But then there's all the kavanas and halachas that go into the mitzvah. So the more you learn about the mitzvah, the more you inject the shama into the mitzvah, the more the mitzvah has a way of getting mi'al shamayim as opposed to ad shamayim. So for us, that might be an easier way to go through this. Instead of trying to fight the lo lishmo and the lishmoya, and because we have to serve Hashem lo lishmo first to get to the lishmo, it might be that a way to elevate your mitzvahs to a transcendent place is to learn the lochus. That puts the shama into the maisa. Okay. Which, by the way, your Rizal says is the best musa sefer as well. learning halacha is the best musa. Because then you know what you have to do, you do it because you know what you have to do. It's not knowing what you have to do that often leaves us floundering and needing crutches. Okay, we almost finished. We've got one more time to learn. We've got one more reason to learn what's not in the Torah. And then he's going to plug this back into what the summer has to do with Petochen. Because we were learning Hilchos Petochen, if you don't remember. And what this has to do with Petochen. Let's see. So Echad HaTamim, I believe this is the last one. Why the Torah doesn't Mefurish mention Schar in Olam Haba. Mipneshe kol ha-material shel Schar Olam Haba hi. What is the purpose of Schar in Olam Haba? Hadveikus be'elokim ve'his karvus el oira ha'elyo. What is the goal of all the reward that a person's getting Olam Haba? Is cleaving to Hashem and getting close to the higher light, or ha'elyo, whatever that is. Kamo shekasu v'holach l'fochem tzedkecho. The tzedakah you did in this world will walk in front of you in Olam Haba. Kovod Hashem yasvecho. Will be gathered for you. V'nem ha'oed in Daniel, v'hamaskilim yaziru k'zoya harakir, like the fiery light of the firmament. V'nem ha'le'or v'or ha'chaim, you'll be lightened by the light of life. V'rak misha v'ere reitzebo, only someone who Hashem desires, v'yoychel agel edveikus v'izkar v'zu. Only someone who Hashem desires can get to this cleaving and this closeness. And at the end of the day, it's this Ratzon of Hashem which is the foundation of all the Schar in Olam Haba. One moment in your presence is the life desire that you the life that you desire. As ha'elokim yirtze bonu. From the psukim v'chayka, I say, you see that when we do the mitzvahs, Hashem wants us, He desires us. Kamo shenema v'lo tigal nafsha yitchem. That my soul won't find you despicable. V'nema v'penisi aleichem v'ayisi lechem l'elokim. And I turn to you and I will be, sorry, v'penisi aleichem. I turn to you and I will be for you a God. V'atem tiyu li'am, and you will be to me a nation. Im kein arei gam Schar Olam Haba niska b'Torah. If so, you see that Schar Olam Haba is mentioned in the Torah. Because since the ultimate Schar of Olam Haba is this kesha and relationship that you have with Hashem, by the way, that happens in this world as well, that Schar is not just in Olam Haba, it's also in Olam Hazeh, Ayin Nisidus Yesharim. So you see, therefore, that he says that the reward of Olam Haba is mentioned in the Torah. So we spent a couple of days discovering why the Torah doesn't mention Schar in Olam Haba, and he just told us that from one aspect it is written in the Torah. So what does this have to do with Petochet? V'habetochen al Elokim, Shukuch Hashem Yerevetra. V'habetochen al Elokim, Sheyisholem Eschar Ha'olam Hazeh V'olam Haba. Remember where we are, Rabbi Yisrael, we're in Chelek 6 of the 6 of the 7 levels of Petochet, not levels of Petochet, areas of Petochet. We're in level 6, it's dealing with, area 6, it's dealing with Schar in Olam Haba, the betochen you have to have in that area. Sheyishalem Eschar Olam Hazeh V'Olam Haba, Sheyivtiach L'Tzadikim Avu Avodosoy, that Hashem promised the Tzadikim that they will get for their avoider, L'Mishu Reilo, whoever's fitting for it. V'Sheyishalem K'mo K'en Esa'inesh L'Mishu Reilo, and you will get punished, whoever's Roy for the punishment. V'Chayva Alamami, this is a chiyuv on a mamid. A person has their full-blown imuna that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give schar to those that deserve schar, and he's going to give oinesh to those who deserve oinesh. This is one of the ikkarim of imuna in Hashem, kama shekosuv, ve'emin ba'Hashem ve'yachshevayu loitztoka. Talking about Avraham Avinu there. He is ma'amin in Hashem, and he was attributed stoker, whatever that possibly means. I'm going to go into it now. Very not so posh what that means. Seems to be saying that Avraham Avinu did stoker for Hashem, which is all you do. Lula eman tiliroiz betuv Hashem be'eretz ha'chayim. Had I not had imuna to see the good that Hashem has for me be'eretz ha'chayim in the next world. V'lo nochon mitzad ha'mamin. It's not correct for a ma'amin, for someone as imuna, she'yiftach al ma'isev ha'toivim, that he should have betochen in his ma'isev ha'toivim. He shouldn't believe, he shouldn't trust, betuch, he shouldn't be sure that he's going to get schar in olam haba and olam hazeh because of his ma'isim. Ele yit'ametz. I know that's a swear word today. He has to toil, he has to make an effort. Try and kill a kid, you know. But tzrich litametz k'tzat. Mitametz. You've got to make a hard... The Rishon telling you have to meet Tamet. You've got to put in some hard work here. To thank Hashem, you have to be thanking Hashem every moment. I'll tell you how you do that now. For all the good he does for you. Unbelievable buckets of good that he's throwing at us every second. And you have to be thanking Hashem for that. Not because you're trying to like twist his arm, it'll give you more reward because you're flattering him. That's not the goal. This is a fundamental principle in the Chavos HaLevavos. The whole way through, he has a whole chapter on this. After you have done all you can to pay back Hashem through praising him, what you chayv to praise him and thank him for? Well, for what? For all the good he did for you. Yiftach Elokim, then you can have betochen, sheyitain leischa avure betochesed. That he'll give you the scha for everything you did, avu, because of chesed of Hashem. Means, lo megeli klum, even the mitzvahs and everything I did, lo megeli klum. That I did because I have a big debt of Hashem. I have a big debt and I'm going to pay back my debt. So I paid back my debt as much as I could. Now I had betochen that Hashem is going to give me the schar, not because I paid back the debt, but because Hashem loves me and he's going to do what's good for me.
Nice. It was a nisayon of Dor HaMidbar to see the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Meraglim Gareth also. They have to see even something strange, to see it's good.
I've got news for you.
Yeah.
It's the Nisoyin of Do'ik Vesir Mashiach as well.
Yes.
It's our Nisoyin. It's a big Nisoyin this. The person has to walk through life going, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. How do you do that? You can't. There are too many other things going on. Zamari Dekat Toyes Chaim. Toyes Chaim was one of the early poiskim. The Shach quotes him very often. Very, very interesting pshatim in Gemara. He's a big Baal Plukton that he's showing him. Toyes Chaim very much argues with him. He's an Achrayim. You're not allowed to argue with Rishonim, but he argues with Rishonim. He usually has a reason to back him, but he's very machudishtik. Zamari Dekat Pshat on why it is that the Gemara... Yimayim Baba Kama says that after 7 years, a person's spine turns into a snake. When's that? When he's not Kairib Moidim, when he doesn't Mishtachave in Moidim. Tois is there, whatever discussion, what it means that he turns into a snake, it basically means he loses a Chaylak in Olam Haba. That's the bottom line there, without going into the whole sugya, that if a person isn't Kairib Moidim, he loses his Chaylak in Olam Haba, Rahman al Islam. So, what are you talking about? You know, not for bowing in Moedim? I mean, he said Moedim. I didn't say he didn't say Moedim. He's saying Moedim. So he goes to all discussion there about the mice of the Nachash. The Nachash used to stand upright. So when a person says Moedim to Hashem, when he's saying Hashem standing upright, he's not Moedim to Hashem, he's Moedim to the Nachash. That's why he loses the Chaylik in Lamabai. Interesting as old page or whatever. But he comes out with the following, a Moedim insight that's Nagai to us. And that is like this. Really, a person's supposed to Bechol Nashima V'Nashima. It says b'chol b'ochi nafshi es Hashem b'chol neshim of neshim. Every breath you take, you're supposed to be saying thank you to Hashem. So if somebody tells you, what's a Jew? Toiv l'hoides l'Hashem. Miz Moshe l'yom Shabbos. Toiv l'hoides l'Hashem. How do you learn Pshat? It's a good thing to do. Toiv 75%. How much is toiv to go to Mitzpanim? The kids come home from school, they got toiv on the Mitzpan. It's not such toiv usually. Toiv today is usually not toiv. It's about 60%, yeah? When Hashem uses the word toiv, what does he mean? He means that's it. There isn't anything else. Toiv is v'yar Hashem is all ki toiv, and he hid it away, lost it lover. Toiv is the ultimate essence of purpose. So when the Tehillim says toiv l'hoides l'Hashem, it means that's the purpose of this world, is to give praise to Hashem. That's the reason why you're here. So if someone asks you, how do you be a good Jew? You want to do kiruv, right? You say, no, guys, you're right, I want to become frum, what do I do? You tell him, go sit in the corner and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So, that's it. So how do you do that? The Torah's time asked this question. It says, Chazal came along and gave us three times a day to say thank you. It's called Moedim in Davening. And that's, by the way, when the Chazan says Moedim, we join in on the Moedim. You know why? Because he can't have a kolos atoy for you. He can be yoitzi for you, the words. But in Moedim, you have to have a kolos atoy. Moedim is not just, thank you very much, Hashem. Moedim is an avoid in a kolos atoy. So Chazal gave us three times a day to say thank you to Hashem. For what? For everything he did for you since the last Moedim. Means at Shachris, what are you saying Moedim on? For everything that you had since Maariv. And at Mincha, for everything you had since Shachris. And at Maariv, for everything you had since. And that's what he says the Moedim is. It's an avoiding the Koros HaToiv to Hashem for everything he did for me since then. Take out a pen and paper and write it down. Write it down. Make a list of Avigdor Miller in his book that published an incredible list. Amazing list. He has a list there of all the things that happened to other people that never happened to him. They had to say thank you to Hashem for. Now first of all, it's an incredible list just in how much solace there is in Klal Yisrael. But it's an incredible list of how much you have to say thank you for. Somebody fell yesterday, God forbid, and broke his arm. Hashem, I've got both arms, I'm broken. Etc, 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 etc. An enormous amount to be saying thank you to Hashem for all the chasodim he did for us that mechayves us the avoider. Now you want to get paid for that? You did someone an enormous favor. Enormous favor. And they came and they said to you, thank you. Right? And he's standing there. He said, what do you want? He says, I want you to pay me. For what? I said thank you, didn't I? I'm going to pay you for the thank you? I spent 3 days running out of Meshuggah to do your chesed and get you out of trouble. And you said thank you, very nice, now we quit. I must pay you for the thank you? That's what you're asking Hashem for. That's what he's saying. You have to serve Hashem because why? Because you owe him, big time, for everything he did for you. So you worked for him. I'm not saying this. Chavis Olav says this in Shara Vayda Selokim. This is not my... Don't blame me for this, okay? Sorry, all complaints to you. The big guy. Hashem does all this chesed for you. Because of that, you chayev to serve it. And now you did that, you paid back your chayev, hopefully. You want to get paid for that? And that's what he's saying. Yiftach el Elokim sheyeten lo scha avura betoch chesed. You'll get the scha because of chesed. It's lo magia lecha. Kamasha amru raboseinu chazal pika. Avos, everybody knows this. Mishnah. Al tiyek avon ha-mesham shemes ha-rab ha-manas le-kabal pras. Don't be like an Eved, because we're avodim, who serves the master because he wants to get reward. Serve your master not to get reward. And the fear of heaven should be upon you. And then have betochen. What's this got to do with betochen? Have full blown betochen that Hashem's going to give you all the reward because he's platzing to give you the reward. Like a father's platzing to give the kid the bicycle, he just can't because the kid getting the bicycle would be bad for him. The grandfather would have nothing more to give this guy the present. Who gets more geschmack? The one giving the present or the one getting it?
Giving it.
The guy giving it. Hashem's platzing to give us the reward. So you have to have a talk and he wants to give the one, he'll give you the reward, but not because you did anything. Just end off on this. I'm over time, but we'll have injury time, yeah. Because you have to hear this. And I can't build the tension that I built again. one of the greats used to say, "Im yasi ma'adam cheshbon meyudak." If a person, they would make a cheshbon, an exact cheshbon on him. How much he's chayv to him for all the good that Hashem does for him? Af adam lo yuchol lagia l'scha olam haba. No one would get to scha olam haba. No one. Not Avram Avinu, not Moshe Rabbeinu, not the Vilna Goyen, no one. Don't feel bad. Im lo al yedei chesed elokim. If it wasn't for the chesed of Hashem. Lechein al tiftechu al maseichem. Therefore, don't trust your deeds. El al chesed elokim. Trust Hashem's chesed. My daddy loves me and he wants what's best for me and he's going to give me everything that is good for me. That's what I trust. Oh, I did this mitzvah, therefore Hashem's going to give me the reward. Be careful. V'dovin ha-melech ha-ma b'in yazeh u'lecho Hashem chesed ki ata t'sholem le'ish k'masehu. Ultimately Hashem's going to pay you for the deeds you did. But you don't have the token on your deeds, you have a token on the chesed of Hashem. And ultimately then, as David Melech says, Hashem, you're the Baal Chesed, and you're going to pay each person according to his deeds. There's two things that are going to be that possible. Pashtas. The one is that the reward's coming because of chesed Hashem, because lo magia lecha. But how does he pay me? According to my deeds. But not because of my deeds, but according to my deeds. That's how he determines kama magia lecha. But the reward's coming, you know why? Hold on, I'm late, I apologize. Anybody who put Rabulinski, don't come here.